RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
Good morning and welcome to A Breakfast Extra here on Reality Check Radio with Marie. Joining me now is David Seymour, Minister for Regulation and leader of the ACT Party. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning.
Welcome back to the station. Great to have you. You've been doing a series of public meetings around New Zealand, and are people coming out? What are they telling you when you catch up with them?
I have to say I've slowed down the meetings. I did one in Tauranga a couple of weeks ago, and we had a tremendous crowd of people there, several hundred, which was nice for, not as many as we get the run-up to the election, but still a very big meeting. We did have a few Palestine protesters, but they left early with the help of the local constabulary. What people are mostly saying is that we are facing, really, really tough times. It's been a long winter. People see their insurance, their rates, their bills go up. Their electricity is the latest thing to get very expensive. And we recognise all of that pain. We also recognise that you've got to break down what's causing it. It's largely inflationary momentum that we have inherited and tackled. Doesn't mean the pain's gone away, but we are taking the steps required, reducing our own spending as a government. That's brought down inflation. That's leading to interest rate drops. And if you look across the bank rates, they've actually fallen even just in the last week. You're now seeing mortgage rates with a 5 in front of them, which we haven't seen for a long time. It's only 6 months ago, you're still seeing them with an 8. So that's making a big difference.
Mm. The race relation question has certainly been stoked, and not necessarily by yourself. We have seen Māori have been, well, a certain group of Māori are trying to sort of state that they have one position. And it looks like with your bill that you're just wanting to start a conversation. Have I got that wrong, or have they got that wrong? What's your position on your outcomes that you want for that Treaty Principles bill?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, first of all, the Treaty Principles have been around since they were declared to be around in 1975. And they exist in the statutes, they exist in court findings, they exist in the way the public service operates, they exist in some private organisations, say they want to follow the principles. So they exist, they're not going away, and even if we could take them out of some laws, Labour in the future could put them back in a week. So you've got to do more than just get rid of them. You've got to accept that the Treaty Principles are a thing, they have been for 50 years. Question is, who gets a say on what they are and what they mean? Our view is that the people that have chosen them is basically the public sector, the courts, the academics, basically everyone but the other 5 million people that have to live under them. Our view is that it's time everybody had a bit of a say about what does our founding document mean to us modern New Zealanders? Does it mean a partnership between races? Because that's the popular view, that the treaty created a partnership between Māori and Pākehā, or Māori and the Crown, or is it a compact that says we all live with equal rights and the same laws? And I think it's more the latter version, but people don't like that idea. I think it's a discussion that's uneasy. Some people say it's a distraction, but actually it's a discussion that we have to have.
So after almost 200 years then, is the treaty itself becoming obsolete?
No, I think the fact is that it happened, and it will always be seen by people as a foundation of our country. And I don't think we should see it as a bad thing. I mean, our country was founded on a voluntary agreement that said that we're going to have the same rights and duties, that we're all going to have the right to self-determine and hold our property and those things valuable to us we own and can keep, and that the Crown has the right to govern. The Crown is sovereign. Now, that's a pretty amazing start to a country. The problem is it has been twisted to mean something different, this whole partnership idea that says you have different rights based on who your ancestors were. And I just put it to people, there is no successful example of a society at any time in history that's done that. So look, I don't think it helps to say it's obsolete, because at the end of the day, it's not going anywhere. It does help to start saying, actually, let's honour what it actually means, that we're all equal.
So the National Party, and it looks like potentially New Zealand First, have said that they'll support up to first reading and then have not made any commitments after that. What is your goal once you get to that first reading? Is it to have this discussion openly in the House with all people involved, all parties involved with their representations behind them? Because what happens if you don't get it past that first reading? What do you hope to achieve?
Well, two things. First of all, never say never. You know, the polls say 60% of New Zealanders agree with the principles. So if that's true, then who knows? Maybe people are going to change their mind on it. The second issue is that even if it only goes as far as, you know, being drafted, introduced, debated in Parliament, introduced to select committee, debated again and voted down, for the first time, ordinary people have had a say about what the treaty means. That's never happened before. It's always been decided by courts and public servants and academics and a very narrow group of New Zealanders. And they've come up with a version that's incompatible with free and flourishing societies. So I think that actually, even if we only get that far, we'll be planting a seed that maybe the treaty could mean something much more positive and inclusive than what it's come to mean so far. And if that's right, you know, it may not be this time. It may be sometime in the future. And I'll give you an example. You know, the homosexual law reform, that started in the early 70s. You know, someone had a go at it, got shot down, had another go in the late 70s, got shot down. Finally, in 1986, the law was passed. Now, that was, I hope this doesn't take 15 years, but, you know, it shows that sometimes you've just got to plant the seed of an idea. And once that basic question, you know, what kind of state is New Zealand? Are we this sort of weird oddity at the bottom of the South Pacific, which has two different types of people according to whether your ancestors on one side of the treaty or the other? Or are we actually a modern, multi-ethnic, inclusive state with equal rights for all? If we're the latter, that's pretty exciting.
I'm based here in Hawke's Bay. We have had, you know, our fair share of challenges over the last few years. The latest one for us now is power spikes, and we've now got Winston Pulp and the Pampac Mill at the moment shuttering due to spiking power prices, and they are levelling their power usage, and it's still not making any difference. Now, with your Minister of Regulation hat on, how can we ease the pressure on our industry through some form of deregulation or relief, because there is a huge amount of compliance. There's just spiking in prices. You've got Genesis announcing up, 159% increase in their profits. Someone got to give somewhere, David. How can we get some relief for these businesses?
Well, first of all, there's a problem. I mean, there's a change going on in the New Zealand economy that people that do and make stuff are going out of business because energy is more expensive than the other places where they can make it. So that's first of all, that is real. Second of all, why is that happening? Well, basically because there's not much water in the dams. And number two, because looking for gas has been banned for the last 6 years, and they haven't found any. And number three, because burning coal is very, very expensive with climate policy. So you've got all of these reasons why there's not much energy, there's not much fuel, whether it's water in the dams, gas in the ground, whatever, it's not there. That's the problem. I'm not trying to get away from the issue, but let's just be honest about how it happened. The other things that haven't helped is that for the last 5 years, you've had a government promising to build the Lake Onslow battery. So when you say the government might or might not invest $15 billion, that scares the hell out of other investors in the market. So that hasn't helped. The oil and gas ban hasn't helped either. So what we need to do now is be really, really clear about what our policy is going to be so people can invest. And our challenge is, and Simon Court, one of XMPs, has challenged the opposition to come on board and say, well, what policies will they sign up to when it comes to things like gas, when it comes to things like hydro and exploration and so on? Because, you know, the real truth is there's nothing I as Minister of Regulation or anyone can do to put more water in the dams right now. I could do a rain dance, but that's probably not going to work. What we can do is create the political stability for people to invest. And if we do that, then we'll be just fine.
Finally, before we head off, Tauranga Waewae, the Kingitanga celebrations. Not available, not bothered, or not invited?
Well, they invited me, but they invited me today, and they actually met on Monday. So I said I wouldn't go because I was going to be in Parliament today. Little did I know they're actually meeting on Monday, so I don't know if it's a mix-up or deliberate. I don't really mind. I mean, it didn't look like great weather, and I know that there's a sense that if there's any kind of event like this, you have to go. You know, some of my colleagues said they went to listen. I haven't. I'm too polite to ask them if they learned anything.
Well, look, David, I really do appreciate your time this morning. This has been David Seymour, Minister for Regulation and leader of the ACT Party here on Reality Check Radio. And Paul, I'll hand it back over to you. Thank you, David.
From caps to tees and bags to bumper stickers, we have you covered. Visit www.realitycheck.radio/shop.